You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Like I know you said on Monday, some things are important and other things are interesting.
Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
See, I did actually. Do you also talk to the players about that sort of thing, knowing that they could get amped up for you specifically to try to win this game in Tennessee?
Yeah, this isn't, we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. They're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That is Mike Vrabel. It's not a win one for the Gipper situation on Sunday against the Titans. How big of a factor is the Mike Vrabel revenge game? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. The Celtics media game really has taken on a life of its own, though.
It has, and it should. It's ridiculous. There are 30 teams in the NBA. Do any of the other teams do this?
Nick came in and made such a good point in the break versus on the air. Yeah. And so Nick comes in and he's like, Joe Mazzulla can say, I didn't think it was going to turn into something. What did you say, Nick, when you just came in?
They recorded the whole thing.
If the beat writers just wrote about it, and there was no footage, this really wouldn't be a massive story.
I guess it was being played on SportsCenter yesterday.
And they played the highlights on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And Joe Mazzulla has the audacity to turn it. Yeah, I haven't seen that clip. It wasn't good.
It was pretty funny.
Well, was he on defense or offense?
He was on offense. He was taking
Deshaun Butler, who played at West Virginia in the Final Four, is like, give me that.
Yeah.
He goes, give me that.
Did he yam it on him? Was it a dunk?
No, he picked it from behind him, and Terp chasing the ball was unfortunately pretty
good. I'm saying he picked it from behind him, and then did he go the other way for a dunk?
It cut off before.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Terp did our show any favors, I'll be honest. I think he'd admit that as well.
But, like, again, I don't care that the Celtics media had to play the coaches. But that's funny. That's entertaining.
Tell me it's not funny.
But like, oh, I didn't know it would turn into something. Well, if you guys didn't record it and air the highlights on the Jumbotron and send it to SportsCenter, it probably wouldn't have.
It was such good bonding. We got to do it again. The media's like, yeah, hell yeah, that was fun.
Do you think there's any chance they do it again like that? No. The next time they do it, they will divvy up the coaches, I guarantee.
No, unless you get like
Scal
and a few other guys. Like, I don't know who played and who didn't, and like who has who played basketball or whatever.
Scal Jones and Keith.
Yeah,
Eddie House.
Eddie House out there.
Perk would love to throw an elbow at Mazzulla.
Perk versus Mazzulla would be good. Mazzulla would also love to defend Perk.
No, Mazzulla.
Mazzulla played the baseline of the 1-3-1 for Huggins. He was like, there's that scene of him shutting down DeMarcus Cousins like in the tournament. So I think he'd be up for it.
Mazzulla would get the best.
Mazzulla would definitely, yeah.
Text line is also saying, unless God Sham God has a kid who coaches for the Celtics, he's 49.
Well, I got news for you, bud.
He does. God Sham God Jr.
God Sham God Jr., who I'm sure is very, very, very good. Terp said he was.
A young man is
so
who
yeah,
that was.
No, those guys were very good. Yeah, I doubt they do it. In fact, Terp said originally they were going to play two 12-minute quarters, and they, like, called it quits after the one.
They called off the dogs.
Yeah.
Nick also said this in the break. Would it have been more embarrassing if the coaches just were up like 20-2 and then went four corners offense and just ran out the clock?
Just bled clock.
Or I'll like press all 12 minutes.
I think 57-4 is more embarrassing. Yeah.
I'd rather not have them dribble the ball out when you're up by 12 because you know you're not scoring.
But I would have. And listen, I'm no NBA head coach, let alone one who won a title. But maybe like after you're up by 30, maybe don't full court press. Let them get up there and then like maybe block a few shots.
Sure.
Terps, like, they didn't even take shots. They just get the ball stolen from them in the half court the full court the whole time.
Terps said if the half court line was like an end zone. We still would have lost the game just crossing half court.
Like, wouldn't you want to see what their shots look like? They couldn't even make fun of them for bad shots because they didn't take any.
That's true.
It was just like, it was way too much.
But that's not, it was about learning how people compete, Keith.
Yeah.
And it was about all being the same and being competitive for once because you guys don't do competitive jobs.
You guys don't get it.
You guys just work regular stiff jobs. Right, you guys don't work in a competitive field or a competitive job or anything like that.
No,
so that's totally what it was about.
If the media had a coach, they would have removed the team from the floor. They would have been like, we're done. They would have been like 25-0, and they'd be like, this isn't getting any better.
What's the mercy rule?
Yeah, we're done. We're going to take our players off the court. This is not a safe environment for them. We need to remove them from this.
I mean, I didn't realize that until we asked Terp yesterday. He's just like, it all happened so fast.
He's like, it was a blur. I don't even remember the details. And now he has to be shamed, and he's trying to cover the game last night, watching himself.
He's like
on the jumbo screen getting smoked.
I felt bad texting him. I saw the clip on Twitter. Texted Terp.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's a bad look.
Everybody else is laughing. Yeah. Right? Mizzou's like, it's not funny. You have a whole full arena laughing at the media. Oh, these guys can't play.
Right.
You know what? You know why they can't play? That's why they're covering the team. They know they can't play. We all know. Us doing these jobs now, we know we can't play pro sports. We don't need to be reminded we can't play pro sports.
Hey, I pantsed you. Why is everybody laughing? I pulled your pants down. Why is everybody laughing at that?
Shouldn't,
it's not funny.
Shouldn't do that.
I don't understand why that's a funny thing. Why is everybody laughing at
that?
Remember
when you wrote that article that said you should be in the NBA and we should not be in the NBA? Like, no. I never wrote that. Never said that. We just proved you wrong.
I may have said I could have done some stuff that some NBA players have done in the past.
Yeah. That's what it was.
But the idea of
showed you guys.
These guys all totally thought they could do our jobs. Like, we showed them.
They for sure did not.
I don't think anybody thought that.
Although if
you really wanted to complete the analogy, all the Celtics coaches should have had to cover the game afterwards.
Write an
capacity.
Article. Write
game
a quick
story,
article. Yeah.
Conduct an interview.
You have 30 minutes to post an article. Go.
Go ahead. Do it.
And some quotes. Give me some quotes. Ask some questions. Get some quotes. Put the quotes in there.
Yeah.
Fire off a couple tweets.
No typos.
Do a little video. Do a podcast.
Yeah, and then see how many clicks it gets. Yeah. See how many people read it.
Actually, and you gotta watch.
Probably a lot of people would read
probably
it.
Probably a ton.
See how many.
If you knew Emil Jefferson was writing an article, you'd read it.
See how many clicks it gets.
You would.
So there you go. 617-779-7937. Every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock. Celtics start their season a week from yesterday, so less than a week away. They open it up next Wednesday. We'll do Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. I think we have some plans for Joe Mazzulla next week as well, but we figured to get into Celtics mode.
Yes.
We could go on the clock with the season preview. You want first ups? You want second ups?
I'll go first ups.
How do you want to go?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Keith, take it away.
All right, here we go.
Put on the clock.
All right, Celtics preview in 60 seconds. Hopefully Jaylen Brown's injury is not too big a deal because then that's going to change how I feel about the upcoming season. So Jaylen Brown is going to have to, for the first 80% of the season, carry this team. He's going to have to be back to an all-NBA type of player if they're going to want to go to where they want to go, which I think is a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I think they get 45 wins this year. That would be good for probably sixth place if you look at last year. I think Jaylen Brown has to have a monster season. Derek White's going to be their second leading scorer. Peyton Pritchard I want off the bench. Anthony Simons, those two guys are going to be your third and fourth scorers. The big men, that's going to be a little bit of a gamble this year. Keita, Tillman, Boucher, Garza, they're going to have to impress. Joe Mazzulla is going to have to coach his tail off this year. And then hopefully with about 20 games to go in the regular season, you get Jason Tatum back in a wide-open Eastern Conference, and teams aren't going to want to play you because they've played about 60 games led by Jaylen Brown. Hopefully one of those big guys emerges, and then here comes Jason Tatum to help save the season.
Okay. What was your win total again?
45. All right. That's why I won first.
Jones sounds like he has 70.
No, I have.
I think probably also
I have
45.
A similar number that's about to be live tweaked. All right, put me on the clock. All right, here's your Celtics season preview in just 60 seconds. No Tatum, at least to start the year, so expectations are down for the Celtics. I do think he could be back in March to help this team. It is a big test for Joe Mazzulla Is he any good? I think he's a good coach. I know he's pretty good beating up on the media, and this year will prove it. It's also going to be Jalen's team. Can he be the lead dog this year? My sense is he can. He has to go out and prove that, although his hamstring's already barking at him, so hopefully he's good to go. I think they're going to be good. I got the over on 40.5 wins. I think they're going to be top six in the East. Put me down for 47 wins,
what?
Keith. 47. That's right. You've been mousetrapped. No six man for Peyton Pritchard. Because he's starting this year, he's not coming off the bench. Bigs are going to be a problem for the Celtics. They will still have plenty of shooting, though, between Derek White, Anthony Simons, and Sam Hauser. And here's the deal. If all else fails, just have the coaches suit up, go up and beat up on the other teams. That's how the Celtics can have a strong season, and that's what I think their season is going to look like this year.
So I think top six is the goal. Like, that's where you should be.
I revised that downwards. I initially had that top four seed at the beginning of the offseason.
Oh, yeah, no.
But they peeled away so much and didn't replace hardly anything that I had to revise that one down. I started the offseason saying 50 wins in top four. I was going to say 45 in six. I'm now forced to go up
a
little bit.
But you haven't budged off top six, which I think some have. You know, we looked at some of the predictions or some of the simulations. They had them in the play-in, which is 7 through 10. But if you look at last year, there were two teams in the Eastern Conference with 60 wins. They were one of them. Mm-hmm. There was two with 50. There were three with 40. I'm sorry, four with 40. And then there were two that made the play-in with in the 30s, like high 30s for wins.
Meaning like the 9 and 10 seeds.
I think if you end up being a 45-win team, that's fifth or sixth. And the Eastern Conference is wide open. I mean, the Pacers aren't going to be as good without Haliburton.
The ESPN simulation has Orlando winning the whole thing. They have the best team in the East, and they have Orlando winning the whole thing. I mean, if that's the Eastern Conference, and then we're talking about who at the top, Cleveland and the Knicks, you can win some games in this conference. But you look at the bigs. I know Tillman hit the big shot last night. I guess Keita played pretty well. Boucher, I think we both feel decently about.
I like him fine.
But that is going to be, and you heard this is how Mazzulla's week started, crying about the rebounding and yelling at reporters then for some of their questions. So that's going to be an issue for him all season long. But you can win 45 games in the NBA and be massively flawed.
Well, I also think if you have an all-NBA player in Brown, and then another all-star. Maybe this will be the first year Derek White actually makes the all-star team, right? I think he's going to get plenty of shots. He's going to, and he's one of the better defensive players, one of the better defensive guards in the league. So if you have those two guys kind of leading the way, Pritchard and Simon can both score, right? So, like, it's not like some of these teams that have one or two good players, when they come off the court, they don't score. Like, they just have, such a hard time. But those guys can still score. How they do on the glass, how they do against some of the better big men in the league will be a challenge, but I'm with you. I think they could still win a lot of games, and I'm not ruling out an early March return for Tatum. So you got to kind of tread water. You could even be the seventh seed like at that point, and then maybe that final push, and he probably wouldn't play back-to-backs. He probably wouldn't play every game the rest of the way.
But he'd still give you a lift late in the year.
Yeah, something.
For sure. How concerned should we be about Jalen's hammy? I know Mazzulla said after the game, big deal.
I don't know. We heard that about Christian Gonzalez's, didn't we?
We did.
And if you don't have Jaylen Brown, that throws everything out, right? Like that, for them to even get to 45 wins, you need Jaylen Brown from game one on being really, really good. If you don't, then look at the roster. Then that looks like a lottery team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take the Celtics and Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Holiday, Horford, and be like, that'll be fine.
But even if he has Gonzalez's hamstring, he's still back in December. You know what I mean? He's still playing a bunch of games. And
yeah,
like,
but that's terrifying. So now you have 20-plus games without Brown or Tatum.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying it's ideal. He's not going to be out till December.
No, I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, like, we heard the same thing about Gonzalez.
Yes.
And so maybe it's just we heard that too recently about these hamstrings. Like, he's fine. Won't even miss any time. And I know it's preseason. And even if it was like the slightest of slight hamstring pulls last night, obviously don't return him to the game. I think the same thing happened with the Kings with Sabonis. Sabonis went down. He didn't come back in, but like probably precautionary.
And it looked like Jalen took himself out, right? And so I think that's probably good. It wasn't like trainers were out there on the court and he fell down into a heap. He felt something. He walked off. So I don't think it's a huge deal, but could his status be in doubt for the opener less than a week away? Sure.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I like that. That'd be a good Hunter Henry surprise question, Keith. How surprised were you when you saw the score of the Celtics media game
when Mazzulla decided to have his coaching staff take on the media?
That's a good one from the Twitch chat. I also like this on the text line. Guys, have all the coaches write a quick article, post it in 30 minutes, no typos, make sure you include some quotes from guys who don't want to cooperate with you on top of it. So that's true.
You gotta
deal with the Celtics media members who are now the players that are being interviewed.
And then if you don't have
enough
people,
nothing to do with you and don't even want to give you any time of day.
And then if not enough people click on it, your bosses will yell at you. And then if still not enough people click on it, you'll lose your job. But it's not competitive.
Well, you'll get the hate on social media. You'll get that too. So deal with that.
You don't get competition. You guys don't understand.
That's good. You can go on the clock, 617-779-7937 with your Celtics season preview. I don't think this is an on the clock. Mike has been on hold for a little bit, but Mike is in Brockton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every day when I'm on the road. I was watching the video. I'm just trying to find out what was the purpose of it. The kid, Akari Thompson, played AAU for me back in the day. He didn't play college basketball, and I razzed him about he scored two of the 4 points.
He had a nice bucket.
I was going to say, without him, they got shut out. Yeah.
He scored two of the 4 points. And he put it on his social media, and I'm like, okay, so you still got punched by 50. And I'm watching. I felt so bad for Kayla Burton. If you watch the video, she was like just running around, closing out on everybody, flailing like one of those blow-up dolls in front of T-Mobile store during the grand opening. I just felt so bad for her. And they're picking a pocket, going down, dunking. I'm like, how much fun can this really be?
So I didn't.
How much fun? And I was like,
oh, I think they had fun.
Well, I was going to say, half the people on the court had fun.
Yeah,
other half did not. There's no way you had fun.
So
I think it's a funny experience, and like they can talk about it.
Thank
and they
you.
Got
yes.
way more. And, like, speaking of like getting people to read your articles, more people read your article about that, I'm guessing, than would have been about like, hey, day 20 of practice, Hugo Gonzalez, dove in the corner. Like, people, I thought this was entertaining, thought it was funny. But yeah, they just didn't have a chance. What was the point of it? I think was just to embarrass them and to be like, hey, like, you guys are in the media for a reason. You're not like at this level, which I think everybody already knew.
Well, I would think that, yes, everybody already knew that. But I would think that about any coach doing this, specifically Joe Mazzulla and his relationship with the media.
He
tries to embarrass him all the time.
Yep.
Remember,
he referenced the Gary Washburn article from like years earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there was a game against the Rockets in November of 21 where you said this.
Which,
he's like, okay.
Whatever. Joe Mazzulla can try to embarrass the media all he wants. He's not the first coach to do it. Like, fine. I'm not even saying it's a good or a bad thing. It just is.
Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on the two-on-one? There's two shooters on the two-on-one. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one. You create a two-on-one.
He lives to embarrass the media.
Yeah.
So what was the point? That.
Hmm?
But no, I haven't heard. Twitch chat is saying, no one had fun doing it. I think the media members all have said that it was a good experience and a fun experience.
Oh, they're not like mad about it.
But while they were out, no one's at least claiming to be mad about it.
Oh, that's true.
Terp couldn't recount it without a smile on his face.
Yeah, he was like laughing about it. Like, what an experience.
But in real time, while you're getting your ass beat, I don't think that was super fun.
I think later on, there's a reason why they also did a media versus media game, because that's what they were hoping to do when they showed up.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But the point was to embarrass them. And now Joe's trying to run from that, which I just think is the most
embarrassing. It's actually all about bonding, because there's no other way to bond.
The most embarrassing part of all of it is how Joe's handled it.
You know, if you really wanted to bond with the media, pizza party. You get a whole bunch of pies, a whole bunch of 2 liters, and you just start talking.
Have you ever seen a Wednesday down in Foxborough, Keith? All they got to do is throw like some Chick-fil-A at you or like a Papagino's.
People are having the best time.
It's like, it's a great time. The whole media down there is happy.
No. They're like, tie your shoes tight, get out there. We're playing 12 minutes. Let's go. No shot clocks. You're not going to have the ball long enough.
I still think it's a little embarrassing for the coaches that they allowed 4 points. I feel like
they didn't pitch a shutout.
That's a narrative that should be picked up a little bit more. It's like, wow, they beat them. How did they allow two?
I agree.
I still would investigate that a little bit more. 617-779-7937. You want to go on the clock with the Celtics season preview. Have at it on the phones. We'll get back to Mike Vrabel and his revenge this weekend. How big of a factor is it once we actually get on the field for Patriots and Titans on Sunday? You can discuss right after Trending with Billy Laney.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics wrapped up the preseason with a 110-108 win over the Toronto Raptors at the TD Garden last night. Jaylen Brown exited the game in the first quarter due to hamstring tightness. After the victory, Joe Mazzulla said he expects Jaylen Brown to be, quote, okay. Seas will begin the regular season next Wednesday when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. At yesterday's Patriots practice, Jalen Hawkins, Anthony Jennings, and Harold Landry did not participate. Stephon Diggs and three other players were limited. Christian Gonzalez and Keon White were both full participants. Pats are back on the practice field today at 2:20. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tennessee taking on the Titans. Week 7 in the NFL begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30. Kickoff is at 8:15. Tonight, the Boston Bruins are in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. Puck drop at T-Mobile Arena is at 10 o'clock. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Toronto Blue Jays got the 13-4 win over the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners still lead the ALCS 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:33. And the NLCS continues tonight as well. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 2-0 series lead on the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch in Game 3 is at 6:08. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Drake, Coach Vrabel talked a little bit about how it ended for him in Tennessee and sort of opened up a little bit about that today. For you as a player, is there a little extra for you and your teammates going into Tennessee on this kind of game?
Nothing major. I think the way Coach Vrabel kind of handles it is leads into how we'll handle it. I think he's focused about, this team and not worried about going back, to a place he coached for a long time and has some great success. So, he's kind of not treating it like a big deal. So I think it's kind of bleeding to us. We're treating it like another week, another opponent, and, treating it the same. And I think that's the way he's handling it is, the right way.
That was Drake May discussing the revenge game aspect of the Patriots this weekend. Mike Vrabel. Certainly a revenge game for him, taking on the Titans in Nashville. We will get to a Kiefer Madness coming up about 15 minutes from now, every Tuesday, most Thursdays, at 12:45. You can jump in at 617-779-7937 to discuss Mike Vrabel and his return to Tennessee. It is the dominant storyline going into this game. Is it just a storyline, Keith, or do you think we actually see it play out on the field on Sunday?
So I think there's a chance we see it play out. Like, obviously, Mike Vrabel's not going to say anything, or any of the players are going to be real over-the-top obvious about it. But you saw how Steph Diggs approached Bills Week and sort of what he said prior to the game, how what he talked about after the game. And he was still like, there was nothing selfish about it. It was just very much like sort of in the team's scope, but it meant more to him than other games. He's trying to win them all, but going back to Buffalo for the first time, we brought up the fact that he played against Buffalo with Houston, but it wasn't in Buffalo. That's another whole layer to this, which Vrabel's also going to experience. And he was even in Tennessee longer than Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs didn't get fired, right? Like, he got moved on, or did he get traded, or was he a free agent?
Good question. I thought Diggs got traded to Houston,
okay,
but
Vrabel
right.
He did, and then they immediately like cut all the years off of his contract.
Yeah. But like, Vrabel got fired, and obviously, you know, some coaches are going to hold grudges stronger than others. You know, Bill Belichick famously still holding a grudge against the Patriots. Can you imagine what that game would be like if Bill did get the Falcons job and in a couple of weeks they're playing the Patriots? You think that'd be any other game for him? No, now he was obviously here a lot longer and whatever else, but no, I think it means a lot to Mike Vrabel to go out there and to have a great performance, sort of show Tennessee that they made a mistake. If he has an opportunity to score a little bit more, great. You know, it may or may not present itself. Tennessee's really bad. Tennessee has given up more sacks than any other team this year. Their offense blows. So there's a chance this thing could get out of hand.
Twitch chat is making the point. It's a revenge game for some of the players as well. I think it's a little different for Harold Landry. I mean, Landry left in free agency. Right?
Yeah, did you see that he didn't practice yesterday?
Yeah. So actually, their injury report is minorly scary. We haven't talked about this.
What?
Diggs is on there, but anybody who's limited on a Wednesday doesn't scare me.
I'm not worried about limited, but if, not practicing?
No, for sure. But just on Diggs. Like, limited on a Wednesday does not scare me. Limited on a Thursday, if you were full the day before, would scare me a little bit, because that implies a setback. But limited, to me, sounds like you're dealing with something from the week before in the case of Diggs. Landry is a bit scary.
I didn't like that, because I was going to load up on over half a sack
for
Harold Landry.
Empty the clip on that one.
Yes.
Nice.
Yo, big time. Revenge sack.
So Harold Landry, that's a revenge game for him. Who, like, Jack Gibbons, big revenge game for him.
Oh, he's got to be pissed.
I just think, to me, that's different. Do you think on the other side, like Jeffrey Simmons, for instance, do you think they want to get any revenge against Vrabel? I don't think so.
If anything, Simmons is doing like a showcase game for Simmons. Like, please trade me. Get me out of here.
Right,
I'll even join you guys.
Right.
I got to get on the plane with you on the way out of here.
Maybe they'll have some pride and some self-respect because it's a coach on the other side they like playing for. And that's part of the reason why Tennessee had to fire Brian Callahan and just get him the hell out of there, because they had checked out and quit on him, clearly.
Yeah, no, it's different for most of those. I mean, Cam Ward probably never even met Mike Vrabel. You know, like, there's a lot of guys that are new. Because it wasn't like he was even the coach last year. It was 2 years ago. And the way the turnover is in the NFL, especially turnover on a really bad team. So this is more like Vrabel versus the owners, Vrabel versus some of the leftover front office. Although they even fired the GM that was there when that happened. So, like, there's a lot of turnover there, but it is the same owner.
So I think we are going to see it on the field. I don't just think it's a storyline, but I don't know how you couldn't bring a little extra to the game if you're Vrabel. And if that is the game plan, if that is meaning you have certain wrinkles in the game plan to embarrass the other team, run it up, trick plays, gadget plays, things of this nature, whether that is like an in-game thing. You brought up a good one with throwing to Brady. It's not like Vrabel went into the week and he's like, we're going to throw to Mariota. But when Bill tries to throw to Brady and Brady can't catch it and Brady gets hurt because he's old and that's not his forte, and why are you throwing to him in the first place? And then Vrabel answers right back. It's like,
I think you could see something that we haven't seen.
100% you could see something like that. And that's in the flow of the game. That wasn't a plan. Maybe him upstaging Bill with the delays of game going into the punt, because Bill got so much credit for that earlier in the year.
Just gamesmanship.
But I could see stuff like that. And I can also just see if they have a chance to drop the hammer, whether that is running up the score late, throwing when they shouldn't be throwing, you know, plowing in touchdowns when they could be taking knees or whatever at the end of games, or just, you know, going through the motions and they are running it up. You'll know it when you see it. I think we are going to see some of that this weekend.
I do too.
And I wouldn't be surprised. You said he won't say it. He's not going to say it at the podium. I wouldn't be surprised if some of their footage in the locker room after the game, and Twitch chat pointed this out early in the week, I could already see Robert Kraft coming in, stealing the show, and giving Vrabel a game ball. It's a great point by the Twitch chat. Like, lock that up, take it to the bank. That's happening.
Definitely.
Kraft's going to make it about him. But I could see Vrabel at some point, whether it's pregame stuff like we saw with Diggs on Sunday Night Football, or whether it's in the locker room, I bet you're going to hear it from Vrabel in that behind-the-scenes stuff. Not at the podium, not with the media, but the behind-the-scenes stuff to the team. I think we're going to see some of that come out.
Well, just like, you know, Mazzulla talking about competitiveness, right? Mike Vrabel, super competitive, and for all the different reasons. I mean, even go back to, like, all you have to do is find somebody out there, some nameless, faceless person to not believe in you, and you'll remember that.
Yep.
Like Tom Brady, Rodney Harrison, like those guys famously would do that.
Yeah.
This isn't even
Gino
that.
Gino Carmazzi and things like this.
Right, but you're like making something up. Like Tom Brady, when they beat the Chiefs to go to their last Super Bowl here in New England, he's like, oh, everybody said we sucked. It's like, everybody said you sucked.
Yep, that's what we all said. Yeah.
But like, this is even like, take that and times it by 100, because it's like, the franchise didn't think I was the guy to be the coach here. Like, they were like, we're better off without you. That's very specific. That's not like some random writer you've never met or like fans on Twitter that you're like a mad versus. Like, good. Be motivated any way you want.
And everybody can see it and everybody knows it.
But going to Tennessee to play the team that you coach for 6 years, I think this is absolutely this stands out. This is a different than a regular season game.
Last week, I didn't feel that style points mattered against the Saints. I wanted to win that game. That felt like a real trap game.
Yes.
Like they had the potential for, I didn't expect them to lose, but that felt like it had the potential for a trap game.
Yeah.
And I just wanted them to get out of there with a win. I don't think we've done any complaining about their style points. I was surprised the way the game was playing out. The Saints still had life, but I don't think we've done any complaining about style points or running it up or blowing them out or anything like that. Is this weekend different? Is this weekend more about style points, blowing them out? Will you be a little disappointed if it plays out similar to the New Orleans game versus more of a beatdown?
So I still, as high as I am on the team, I still don't think they're good enough for me to be like, all right, you got to win and run it up. I'd be great. I'm rooting for a run-up score. I certainly need them to win by over 7.5 points, but I don't think they're there. Like, when they beat Tennessee in 07, 59-0, it was one of the greatest teams ever assembled. It was the greatest quarterback ever one of the best receivers of all time. The team was loaded. So they're not that. Now, Tennessee is pretty bad. Tennessee is going to get blown out maybe, you know, more often than not this year, like the way things are going. But I'm still not there yet. I'll just take any win because it'll be another win. It'd get them to 5-2. It'd be three straight wins that are on the road, three consecutive weeks on the road, which has never happened in franchise history. So I won't take it. Now, where I will get a little, you know, I don't love this, even in a win, would be if Drake May starts turning it over, or you see like a big step backwards for him because he's on such a heater that I'd be like, all right, it's a win, but.
Is it just him or like a Stevenson fumble, for instance?
Well, Stevenson fumble is a separate thing. I'd be like, all right, just what are we doing? Like, how many more is he going to get? But I think if they end up winning in a similar fashion to last week where, all right, the defense gives up one or two big plays, the offense can't run, but Drake May looks really good again, I'll take it.
Look, I think that's fair. Yeah. If Drake May plays the same way he does against New Orleans,
I'm not going to kick and scream.
They win a one score game, there probably won't be any kicking and screaming. Maybe will I be a bit disappointed? Perhaps. I think Tennessee is a worse team, and I think playing at Tennessee is such a just generic place to play. Meaning like stadium, fan base, all that. I it means something to Vrabel, but it's so generic. The Superdome, I do think, is a tough environment to go into and play. So I just think this is an easier environment against an easier team. So on some level, I'll be disappointed. I won't go kicking and screaming. But you're right. If they win a game where Drake May turns it over a couple of times.
Yeah, you're like, all right, that's a little different.
He struggles. Yeah. Maybe that's a way to feel disappointed coming in despite a win.
Or like if it's a slow start on offensive defense again, where you're like, all right, these are some of the things you've been trying to clean up. Or if they're over-penalized.
If Cam Ward cars you up on the first drive or two. Like you saw with Bryce Young, even. Now, if it ends the same where you blow him out like you blew out Carolina, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game to me does feel different. I really didn't need style points. A win was all that mattered last week. This does feel a bit different because, again, Tennessee's so bad. Mm-hmm. That environment is so bland, and the Patriots are rolling, and I expect them to keep it rolling against this team. I think they will.
I mean, they fired their coach 6 games into the season. So you had the number one pick in the draft. So like,
the only thing that gives me pause, Keith, is that it is the interim coach dead cap. That's the only thing that gives me any pause.
Yeah, no, we've seen that over the years. So I'm with you on that. But it's kind of funny where, all right, this team hired Brian Callahan. He sucked last year. They had the number one pick. There was a quarterback draft. They needed a quarterback. They took the quarterback.
It was controversial to bring him back,
yes,
Callahan.
But they did.
They did.
And then they're like, six games, they're like, all right, you're done. So, like, clearly an organization doesn't know what they're doing. Like, if you're Vrabel, you can't help but laugh. Be like, all right, we haven't even gotten to my game against you. You haven't even played a year and a half. They've played 23 games since Vrabel has left. They're 4-19, and they're on to an interim coach. So in many ways, before they even take the field, Vrabel's already won that.
Yeah.
Like that that decision thing, like he's won that. But you can lay it on thick with a big win on Sunday.
Twitch chat. We all know Jones will find something to bitch about. We've done hardly any bitching this week.
It's been a light bitch week.
Yeah, I mean, get the run game going, I think, has been the one gripe this week.
Yep.
I don't really know we've had many other gripes.
We were talking up Veritek yesterday. You were trying to talk up Breslow. I don't think we've really complained about much. We kind of laughed at the Celtics media game.
Yeah.
We weren't necessarily bitching about that.
Well, let me give you another one. This has jumped into my mind, and then I was reminded of something I saw today.
Okay.
We did bitch a little bit about me, at least. I don't want to lump you in necessarily.
Yeah, please don't speak for me. Thank you.
McDaniels and Ashton Grant and Vrabel talking about all that.
No, we're more asking the questions.
There was a new Ashton Grant story out today.
Yeah.
So now Ashton Grant is getting stories written about him.
Oh, boy.
Mass Live, Mark Daniels has the story. I'll just give you the lead. Standing in his doorway of his assistant's office, Mike Vrabel threatened to call Ashton Grant's wife.
Wait a minute.
Nice.
Go on.
Yes.
I was a little shocked. I thought he was joking, said Ashton Grant.
Nice.
He wasn't. It was one of the qualities his assistants say makes him a special head coach. This was about Ashton Grant working too many hours in the offseason and needing to go back to his young family.
How about that? He's working too hard.
So he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Doing too much.
Ashton Grant, that name is starting to get a little bit of buzz, and it's out there because Vrabel put it out there, which is, I think, if you want to highlight us complaining about something, a shot at or at least credit elsewhere beyond just where Vrabel thinks the media members want to give it, and that's to Josh McDaniels.
Real quick, I knew this was, or I felt like this was true the other day when I brought it up, but I confirmed it. Every single year prior to this that Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator.
He was the quarterback coach?
He was also the quarterback's coach.
Not this year.
No. There's a new sheriff in town.
There is.
His name is Ashton Grant.
So maybe the Twitch chat has a point. There are things to bitch about. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with all your feedback. And on the way next, the return of the madness, Kiefer Madness.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
All right, here we go. That, of course, Jones, is the angelic voice of Barbara Bell.
I couldn't remember her name until she got to the lyric, but that song
that's
had
the Jim Carrey song.
A familiar ring to it.
She has a Michael Jackson song, similar. I think they used to live together, or maybe she dated him. Alien interactions as well with Barbara Bell. One of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites. And how we became aware of Barbara Bell was she did a TV news interview with a small news station out in Pahrump, Nevada.
Okay.
Pahrump, Nevada. They had a small town news, I think it might have been what it called. They had like a brief documentary on HBO. And Barbara Bell really stole the show.
Okay.
But every once in a while, I like to check in on what these fine folks are doing in Pahrump.
See what she's got going on.
And no, not just Barbara Bell. Bell, no, no, no. She's out there doing her own thing.
The whole.
And he got up first, and he walked me home down a casino center.
So you want to check in and see what they're doing in Pahrump.
Pahrump, which is outside of Vegas. So they kind of highlight Vegas. A lot of their stories are about Las Vegas. They do a good job posting a lot of their news clips to YouTube as well. And I'm like, what's going on? What's the sports department look like there in Pahrump?
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you asked. They have a guy named Mikey.
Mikey.
Mikey does the sports. And here are a couple of the news, the sports from this week, which I feel like this guy might be on the come up.
Okay.
This guy, we might be hearing about Mikey.
Okay.
So, like, remember the first time you heard Hogdale?
Yeah.
Now, looking
over our shoulders a little bit, maybe.
Sports with Mikey. Oh, he could come in here at any second if he wanted. If he wanted to leave Pahrump, he could.
Okay.
Time now for your News 25 look at sports and streaming at kpvm.tv. And now, on Roku devices, the UNLV Running Rebels football team are officially...
All right, so hold on a second. To really paint the picture, Jones.
Yeah, I'm going to need a picture.
He's standing there about to deliver the news. He reads the first two lines, then pulls glasses out of his jacket, throws the glasses on to read the prompter.
That's a good move.
Which is good. I think his calling card because I've seen two of these sports stories, and he does it both times. Does it both times.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah.
Okay.
On Roku devices, the UNLV Running Rebels football team are officially bowl eligible for the third straight season. And if you're counting at home, that's more bowl trips than your Aunt Carol's casserole.
More bowl trips than your Aunt Carol's casserole.
Yeah.
Suggesting she makes a good casserole, I guess.
Yeah, unless he's referring to a toilet bowl.
Oh, you think it's the other way?
Well,
out of both ends.
I just think there are multiple interpretations of it.
Oh, he's very deadpan, though. He's a little bit like Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
Also, early SportsCenter days. This is sort of like a Craig Kilborn-ish joke.
Charlie Steiner.
Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann.
Sure.
Not to get political.
And if you're counting at home, that's more bowl trips than your Aunt Carol's casserole. UNLV took down Air Force to improve to a perfect 6-0. Head coach Dan Mullen has his team looking more dialed in than your uncle on a Vegas buffet line.
You liking that one?
Yeah, how dare you?
More dialed in than your uncle? So he's got, talk about your awesome uncle.
Talk about my Uncle Pete like that.
Yeah, leave him out of this.
Yeah, keep him out of
there. Dialed in a buffet line. It's topical. They're steps away from Las Vegas. So,
Next up, a tough road test in Boise against the Broncos. Kickoff is Saturday at 12:30 p.m. And yes, it will be cold. Danny Hamlin.
He does weather.
All right.
He also does the weather.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so bundle up. If you're going to the Rebs game, bundle up a little bit.
Yep.
Get some NASCAR news.
Punched his ticket.
Oh, by the way,
I was confused.
I think you get the name wrong.
I'm sorry. Is this all one This is all one sports cast, or these are you're mashing these together?
No, I'm doing one. This is one night, and then I have the next night.
This is all one night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was just confused because it's all
coming at you.
It's fast.
Some places have gotten rid of the sports department, which I think is a nightmare. You got to have the sports people. Don't have the news people do the sports. Get a sports guy like Mikey, and then he'll do it.
Get a sports with Mikey. Yeah.
It will be cold. Denny Hamlin punched his ticket to the NASCAR Championship final with a win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway over the weekend, his 60th victory, and maybe his most meaningful yet. He's already a three-time Daytona 500 champ. Believe it or not, he's still chasing his first Cup Series title.
I don't believe it.
So those are just facts now. That's not a joke.
No.
I was waiting for a joke.
Oh, no. There's no joke there.
Okay.
He set you up with two really good aunt-uncle jokes early and then just plowed through his facts about Danny Hamlin.
What do you think it's Denny?
I think it's Denny Hamlin for my time up at Loudon.
Oh, sure.
I covered the sport brag a little bit. Forced to. Yep.
Okay. The Vegas Golden Knights are north of the border tonight, taking on the Calgary Flames. Puck drop at 6 p.m., so cancel the dinner plans and fire up the nachos.
I like that.
You think that could be a catchphrase?
Yeah.
Cancel the dinner plans, fire up the nachos.
Yeah. Some would call that dinner.
Yeah. Don't make them too hot.
No, burn your mouth. Unless it's revenge.
That's true. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Knights are also taking their talents and their mascot to Arizona from October 24th through the 26th. They'll hit Phoenix and Scottsdale for youth hockey clinics, fan events, and watch parties. There'll be autographs, ice time, and even Derek Englund Q&A. And that's your look at sports on News 25.
Even a Derek Englund Q&A, they buried the lead.
Not bad. Yeah, they saved that for the end. Maybe they wanted to end on a high note.
Okay.
But again, this is... The Bruins have been in Vegas for three straight days. There's a decent chance they all were watching this.
Yeah.
This is the preemptive.
Well, and or we should keep our eyes later this week for maybe some Bruins
pilots.
Maybe we'll do Bruins
I think
pilots.
He's going to preview it here now. Let's go to the next night.
Good. Time now for your News 25 look at sports and streaming at kpvm.tv. And now on Roku devices, F1 Vegas meets hockey. That's right. The Las Vegas Grand Prix is teaming up with the Vegas Golden Knights for a special 2025 merch drop. They've launched a brand new collection featuring men's and women's jerseys designed by local fashion squad, The Wild Collective.
All right. So that's pretty good.
That again seems like
mashup, F1 and hockey, put them together.
I was waiting for a joke.
No, he keeps you off guard.
Yeah, well, I like that.
You don't know when you're going
to leave you wanting more.
Yeah.
Speaking of danger on the ice.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what it was. But
I don't either.
Golden Knights got spicy with a 4-2 win over the Calgary Flames on Tuesday. Jack Eichel scored twice, probably because he knew he'd look good in one of those F1 VGK jerseys.
Yep.
Topical. He just mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I just heard it.
And now maybe they could you could wear one of those.
Sure.
Not bad.
Korzak added one, and Tomas Hertl sealed it with an empty netter with 7 seconds left. Aiden Hill started in net and stopped 8 of 10 shots. Then exited with a lower body injury. Akira Schmid took over, stopping all 19 shots, like he was trying to protect his Halloween candy stash.
Yep. Now that's topical.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Yeah.
It's a couple weeks
away. He's making saves, keeping his candy stash.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Next up, Vegas Golden Knights host the Boston Bruins on Thursday.
Nice. So, don't you dare. Oh, I thought he was.
No,
I thought
he was coming again tomorrow. No. Don't joke there.
Okay.
I thought he was like, the damn Yankees.
Don't you dare, Mikey.
Nope. Meanwhile, the Las Vegas Aces are throwing themselves a well-deserved party. After winning their third WNBA title in 4 years, the Aces are parading through Vegas this Friday. Festivities start at 5 p.m. at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. And yes, there will be a red carpet.
Good questions. Answered.
Good fact.
Thank you, Mikey.
Out at Spring Mountain Karting Complex, the inaugural SMK race series kicks off with 47 drivers and some fast go-karts.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Fast go-karts, go-kart racing.
Yeah, go-kart.
Throw that in there after. So WNBA at least got precedence over the go-karts, but it was close.
Well,
the next story in line.
And F1 was kind of the biggest story.
F1.
Really a Vegas night story.
F1, Vegas, Aces, go-karts.
Sure.
That kicks off this Saturday. The Las Vegas Raiders head to Kansas City this Sunday to take on the Chiefs. Can the Raiders take down Patrick Mahomes and the Taylor Swift fan club? Tune in to find out.
Yeah, you might want to. Oh, I wanted to get to that a little earlier.
The Swifties are going to be on this guy, though.
Yeah.
Kind of taking a shot there at their
Mikey
queen.
The sports. Yeah, it's true.
Pro Valley Trojans JV football kicks off at 4 p.m. this Friday. They take on Civica.
JV football?
Yeah.
JV football?
Yeah, he's got money on it, I bet.
Oh, my God. His kid's got to be on the team.
Little action.
100%.
Yeah.
Varsity hits the field at 7 p.m. They play the Meadows School. And that's your look at sports on News 25.
Hell yeah, Mikey.
Mikey.
Good stuff. Yeah, good breakdown.
Text line says he sounds like Will Forte doing an SNL character.
He does sound like Will Forte. Yeah, a little bit. When they had their ESPN Classic guys, remember him and Sudeikis?
Greg Stink.
Yeah. It was Stink, right? What was the other guy's name?
I don't recall.
I don't remember Sudeikis' name. But they did dots. They did curling.
I think this Mikey guy is fantastic. I think, though, he's got to lean in more on the jokes. I think we need more jokes.
He's got good jokes in there.
Yeah, he's got good aunt and uncle jokes. I think he needs to expand his repertoire.
It was Greg Stink and Pete Twinkle. That was one of the all-timers. That was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, no, the guy, he's got to do more jokes. I agree with you.
More jokes.
About your aunt, about your uncle.
Yeah.
About the Halloween candy.
Your aunt and your uncle, not mine.
Not mine. No, right. Yeah. About anybody's.
Yeah.
JV football, go-karts.
I thought he was going to go with a slip one past the goalie joke.
No, I thought he was
gonna, I was bracing for that.
Doesn't work blue at all.
For him. You think that was too? Yeah, too much.
He's definitely highbrow. I mean, that's a lot of information, though, packed into a minute.
Oh,
that's pretty great.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he on Cameo? Can we get him to do trending?
If he's on Cameo, I bet we could.
Wow. Are you trying to get him to get Billy's job?
Just one.
Oh, okay, just one.
He's on a Roku device. I heard that.
Yeah, he's trying to push Roku.
The man's all over your Roku
devices. They're definitely
over
in Pahrump trying to push Roku right now.
That's for sure. So that's the madness. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe. We're buying in on sports with Mikey. Patriots are buying in on Mike Vrabel as well. How he's doing it, we'll get into that.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.